Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. In a story by Bridget Ruthven this weekend of the Republican American, in keeping with Governor Lamont's plan to ease COVID-19 restrictions, Connecticut's judicial system is poised to reopen 5 closed courthouses and consider easing restrictions and virtual appearances that have proved challenging for criminal defendants and their attorneys. On May 17th, courthouses in Derby, New London, Manchester, Putnam, and juvenile matters in Rockville will reopen, according to the Office of External Affairs. By May 19th, all business restrictions, social distancing requirements, and limits on gatherings will be lifted in the state toward what Lamont anticipates to be a new normal. Well, there are long lines at Connecticut Police Headquarters as people have been waiting to get their pistol permits. For a while during the pandemic, permits were on hold and created a backlog. Now, state police are trying to expedite the process. Usually, there aren't many people outside state police headquarters, but for the past couple of days, lines have been long with cars parked along the road, line full of people who have appointments to get a pistol permit from state police. But because of the backlog, police are expediting the process by allowing those with appointments to come sooner. People must have an appointment and can't just show up. Well, sure sign of summer is coming and also the restriction of COVID-19. Quasi Amusement Park opened for their 113th season this weekend. Officials said the park will operate under guidelines from the state and local health departments, including social distancing and wearing face masks. Columbia County Department of Health will be vaccinating 16 and 17-year-olds as early as this week. The Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said the county received word from the state that Columbia County will get a shipment of the Pfizer vaccine for inoculating students. Quoting here, "I got the word last evening. We're going to be getting it this coming week." He said that on Thursday, end quote. A tray of the Pfizer vaccine contains about 1,170 doses. Because Columbia County does not have a large population of 16 and 17-year-olds, the Columbia Health Department is going to share the tray with Greene County. Democrats are eyeing passage of a measure in New York before the end of the session, they said, to require comprehensive sex education in New York for students in all grade levels, potentially a change of cultural sexual harassment and violence. The bill would amend the state education law mandating each charter and public school provide age-appropriate science-based sex education for kindergarten through 12th grade to prevent relationship abuse, violence, and sexual harassment. In Great Barrington, after a judge ruled in December that a trucking firm lawfully is operating off Roger Road, town officials last week voted to formally change a decision that led to a 3-year legal battle in state land court. The Zoning Board of Appeals, in a unanimous vote after public hearing, amended its decision to uphold an April 2018 cease and desist order to reflect an agreement between the town and the company, GAGO LLC, owned by Gary and Kristen O'Brien. A slew of restrictions on the company remain, that the result of negotiations designed to help stop litigation. Well, the Sharon Hospital has brought on the Foundation for Community Health to help fund a study, the development of a sustainable healthcare model in the medical needs in Northwest Connecticut and Northeast New York for years to come. The study is being led by Stroudwater Associates, a private healthcare consulting firm that helps strengthen the vital role of hospitals and clinics in rural America across strategic, financial, clinical, and operational areas. The Ancrum Ladies Auxiliary has examined the existing flags that will again be hung throughout Ancrum and Ancrumdale. An order has been placed to purchase new flags to replace the existing faded and torn flags. Those faded and torn flags have been appropriately taken care of. If anybody has any suggestions as to where they would like flags placed in addition to where previously hung, they will take that under advisement. You can contact Cindy at cmac0038@yahoo.com. By the way, any donations towards the purchase of the flags would be appreciated, but not necessary. If you'd like to donate to the American Flag Program, send the donations to Cindy McKay, Ancrum Ladies Auxiliary, 1255 County Route 7, Ancrum, New York, 12502. Salisbury Board of Education is having a Zoom meeting tonight at 5:30 in Sharon. The Historic District Commission is meeting at 6 p.m. Town of Sheffield Select Board has a meeting tonight. That is at 6 p.m. Salisbury Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has their meeting set for tonight at 6:30. The doubleheader at Falls Village is tonight with the Board of Selectmen at 6:30, followed by the Board of Finance. Cornwall Zoning Board of Appeals has their meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. In Kent, the Inland Wetlands Commission has their meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Hartford Healthcare is hosting a dedicated student vaccine clinic for Housatonic Valley Regional High School. That will be held at the Torrington Armory on South Main Street. That is tomorrow from 3 until 6 p.m. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting coming up tomorrow. That will be at 5:30. Weaverton High School, the Central School District Board of Education meeting, the BOCES vote will be held at the high school library tomorrow at 7 p.m. Pine Plain Central School District has their BOCES budget vote tomorrow at 7 p.m. Dover Union Free School District Board of Education meeting is tomorrow at 7 p.m. In Cornwall, the Economic Development Commission has a Zoom meeting tomorrow at 7:30. Coming up on Wednesday, Salisbury, the Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting at 5:30. In Sheffield, a virtual meeting for the Planning Board on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Dovertown Board meeting is on Wednesday as well. On Thursday, Hillsdale, New York, special town board meeting at 7 p.m. to discuss strategies for grants for Hamlet Park and funding for the feasibility study. Zoom ID is 890-0853-841. Douglas Library in North Canaan currently displaying artworks by members of the Canaan Art Guild, a long-established group that has been meeting weekly. The wide range of subjects go from floral paintings to landscape and jazz-inspired mixed media. The hours of the show at the library, Mondays 1:30 to 8, Wednesdays 10 to 8, Friday from 10 to 5, Saturday from 10 to 1. The show wraps up on Saturday. On Saturday, First Saturday Giving, make donations to the Grange at the Conic Hill School District Emergency Supply Closet. Personal care and household items such as toothbrush, soap, shampoo, laundry, detergent, the Milk Can Fund, loose change to build a fund to help address community needs, or the Rojan Food Pantry, non-perishable food items. More information, contact Peggy Lewis at plewis@gmail.com or Rita Jokowski at rlj304@gmail.com. On Saturday at 1 o'clock, a community cleanup day at the Recreation Center in Falls Village, put on by the Falls Village Recreation. Volunteers are needed. For more information, contact Emily at recreation@canaanfallsvillage.org. On Saturday at 2 p.m., join environmental educator Shamu Sadeh for an in-person walk exploring the springtime forest, learning about wildflowers, edible plants, and forest ecology, being hosted by the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. More information at 860-824-7424 or huntlibrary.org or their Facebook page. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken and Interlaken Inn. InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Also, Salisbury Bank and Trust, SalisburyBankandTrust.com, and Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347. On the web, ValleyInsurance.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,043.49, the NASDAQ at 14,016.81, and the S&P 500 at 4180.17. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.